bet. Nail guns.
Biggest issue of the season.
I'll tell you what.
Even made the paper, apparently.
Oh, did it?
That's what I'm told.
That was quick.
Well, yes. I've been taking grief about it ever since I found out about the damn dish. I was just thinking that my session could be improved dramatically if only I could get involved in a gun bill.
I think everyone thinks that.
Sure.
I mean,
because, you know, why not? I don't know if there are enough people mad at me already.
All right, good morning, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and call the Senate Committee on Judiciary to order. Thank you for being here this morning. Today is June 4th. We have three bills that are before us. Today, this is our scheduled last day for work. We will have action on all three of the bills this morning. We are still waiting for paperwork on, I believe it's 2845A, but they promised that it's supposed to be here at any time. So what we're going to do is we're going to start at the top, and we're going to kind of go a little bit slow this morning just to kind of stretch this out. So I'm going to go ahead and open up I'm going to say work session for the possible reconsideration and work session on the bill, House Bill 3093A, that we had previously passed out.
Chair Przanski and members of the committee, House Bill 3093A is the Concealed Handgun Permit Reciprocity Bill. This bill provides persons licensed to carry concealed handguns in another state the same protections afforded to persons with an Oregon concealed handgun permit, provided the issuing state handgun competency requirements are no less stringent than the Oregon requirements. We had put in the -A7 amendments, which adjusted that language concerning the eligibility requirements to encompass all of ORS 166291 and 166292 rather than just the handgun competency requirements. The bill directs the Department of Justice to compile a list of eligible states and make the list available to law enforcement and the public, and specifies that a permit holder's home state must recognize Oregon's concealed carry permit for the law to apply. We are here today to consider proposed -A10 amendments. These amendments contain the language from the -A7 amendments, but also add a portion that exempts low-velocity powder-actuated tools from the Senate Bill 941 background check requirement. They can be considered a combination amendment of the two. There is a minimal fiscal and a no revenue impact on the A10 amendments, and we are ready to move this bill.
All right. So, Senator Thatcher.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 3093A.
Senator Thatcher moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 3093A. This motion is not debatable. So is there any objection to the motion? So ordered. Rules will be suspended.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 3093 was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves to reconsider the vote in which House Bill 3093A was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So ordered.
Chair Brzezinski, I move to rescind the -A7 amendment.
Senator Thatcher now moves to rescind the -A7 amendment. Again, any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -A10 amendment.
Senator Thatcher now moves to adopt the -A10 amendment into House Bill 3093A. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Since we're going slowly, I just wanted to note when I read this last night, I thought about how frequently the word velocity has shown up in this legislative session, and it brought back to mind the winner of the Golden Gobbler, the high velocity, short amplitude thrusting.
That That actually sounds like a segue, and we should ask if Mr. Chandler, who's brought us the bits on the A-10, would like to come up and maybe repine on either the gobbler award or the reasons why we are wanting to amend the bill that we have before us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. John Chandler, Oregon Home Builders Association, here to explain why on earth the Home Builders Association is in the middle of a gun bill. And really, Mr. Chair, members, because I was thinking just the other day how my session could improve at all, and I decided that that was one thing I had not yet done, was get involved in a hairball. This, actually, I really appreciate Senator Pozanski and staff's work on this. I found out about the problem on Monday of this week when I got an email from the national lobbyist for an outfit called the Illinois Tool Works, which is a manufacturing company that makes nail guns and other sorts of construction equipment, who had been asked by Home Depot, one of their distributors, whether under Oregon law, given the definition of a firearm and rules relating thereto, it would be required of Home Depot or others to get a background check prior to selling certain types of power equipment, particularly those which use gunpowder in like a nail gun, powder actuated nail gun. And I knew precisely zero about that issue. So I went and talked to Senator Pozanski's staff, who sent me to talk to Staff Rhodes and sent me to LC. And sure enough, the statute did appear to be that broad. And I told the nice gentleman at Illinois Tool Works that this looked like a February issue to me because the only bills moving were complicated ones we probably wouldn't be able to get into. The other day I was meeting with Senator Pozanski on a completely unrelated matter, told him the story because I thought it was funny, and if I can say bless your heart on the record, bless your heart, Senator Pozanski, said, I think we can fix that. Next thing I know, here we are. But it would be a huge problem for people in the industry because these nail guns are very important when they're not used all the time, but when you're hammering 2x4s to masonry or concrete, you do need something that has a little more oomph behind it than compressed air. Hence the amendment. We think it's a dandy. We really do. I'm just delighted to add to my repertoire of bills in which I really don't know why I'm there. We are at the grappling hook stage of session, however, and this ship was going by.
It doesn't really matter if it's high or low velocity.
No, and apparently staff asked me that question, Senator. If it was a low velocity, we were talking about a high velocity, and since I'd never heard of these in the first place before a few days ago, I had no idea. I inquired of the Illinois Tool Works gentleman, and his comment, and I will clean up slightly, will quote, where you're shooting nails into cement, it's got to be high velocity, but it turns out that those are, in fact, the low-velocity models, which this amendment would cover. There are high velocity of these, and I've got to get me one, although I suspect they might be illegal, so that was just a joke if you're listening, the details listening, that use a bigger shell than these. These would use like a 22 or a 25 caliber blank to fire the nail. The high-velocity ones, Lord only knows what they use, but they do sound enjoyable to have. Speaking with my redneck past kind of popping up there. But no, this would only apply to the low-velocity models. The high-amplitude thrusting models, I think, are extra, but you have to go to Germany to get them.
No, it kind of it'd be a new way of skeet shooting. You could have melon shooting.
The possibilities did appear to me. Yes, sir, Senator. Never mind a golf outing. We're going to go out with nail guns now.
All right. So, any questions for the good Mr. Chandler?
I just want to thank you because even though I oppose you, this bill, you've given me one more reason to support the amendment.
Well, happy to be of service, Senator Burdick.
All right. Thank you very much,
you.
John. All right. With that, is there any other discussion regarding the adoption of the A-10 amendments in the House Bill 3093A? Not seeing anyone in objection of the adopting the A-10 amendments. Not seeing any, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, move House Bill 3093A as amended by the A-10 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher now moves House Bill 3093A as amended by the A-10s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections?
I object, Mr. Chair. But I want the record to show that I have no objection to nail guns of any kind, high velocity, low velocity, you name it. I think nail guns are cool.
All right. So with Senator Burdick's split vote of for the amendment, for the low velocity exception, or let's say prohibition, we have Senator Burdick voting no on the bill. Anyone else? Not seeing anyone.
Motion carries. And Senator Cruz, who is doing his task regarding work with the governor's office, will be shown his excuse on all of the votes today, please. With that, we'll close the work session. The chair will continue to carry the bill. And then we're going to go ahead and move into our work session on House Bill 2704A.
Chair Brzozinski and members of the committee, House Bill 2704A comes to us from Representative Frederick. This bill establishes an exemption to the one-party notification in a context of recording if a person is openly recording a law enforcement officer engaging in lawful duties in a place open to the public. We are considering today the proposed Dash A9 amendments. These mirror the A8 amendments but make organizational changes to make the intent of the amendments clear. They exempt a person who openly and in plain view records a law enforcement officer speaking at a volume that is audible to that person by normal unaided hearing while the officer is performing official duties and the person recording is in a place where they are lawfully able to be. The Dash A9 amendments have a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact and are ready to move this morning.
All right. Senator Thatcher?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move the Dash A9 amendment.
Senator Thatcher moves House the Dash A9 amendment into House Bill 2704A. Discussions? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2704 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves House Bill 2704A to the floor with the due pass recommendation as they were amended by the A9s. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And on this one here, let's see. Chair will carry 2704A to the floor. So with that, we'll close the work session. And are we, excellent. We will now open up our work session on House Bill 2845A.
Chair Brzozinski, members of the committee, I just have to say that we planned it this way since I was the first counsel in committee. I also had to be the last counsel in committee. First bill and last bill. House Bill 2845A is your Guaranteed Asset Protection Waiver or your GAP waiver bill. This is a product that a consumer buys along with a new car or when they lease a new car that is intended to pay the difference between the amount owed under a finance agreement and the amount that the car is valued should it be in an accident or stolen, a complete loss of some sort. House Bill 2845A specifies the GAP waiver is not an insurance product and specifies the parameter for their sales by the financer or the creditor of the automobile. You have before you the proposed A10 amendments, which clarify that the cost for the GAP waiver must be separately stated in financing agreements in all circumstances, and it clarifies in great detail the processes in which the creditor pays the borrower any refund amounts due in different scenarios of termination. It specifies the creditor may not require the borrower to submit a claim, so they get the refund automatically. They don't need to put the claim in themselves. It clarifies the action under the Unlawful Trade Practices Act and makes several other technical changes. Additionally, it adds a sunset for January 2nd, 2020, so that we have an opportunity to look at this again after a few years. It is ready to move today.
All right. Senator Thatcher.
Can I just ask a question real quick? What's the difference between the A6 and the A10?
Senator Brzozinski, Senator Thatcher, the A6 and the A10 are very similar. The A6 do not have the sunset, and it clarifies in which circumstances the refund goes to the creditor. So if the if there's still an amount owing on the car, so if it's been repossessed, that amount can go to pay for the repossessed amount, the outstanding amount, before it goes back to the consumer who purchased the car. In all other circumstances, the refund goes directly back to the consumer.
Okay. All right, Mr. Chair, I move the Dash A10 amendments to House Bill 2845.
Senator Thatcher moves the Dash A10 amendments into House Bill 2845A. Discussion. So I do want to, I guess, take a moment here because, as counsel has said, this is kind of taking me back to accounting days, FILO. First in, last out accounting system, and so I appreciate that this worked out this way as we are closing up our shop. Any other comments or discussion on the amendments? not seeing any objection to the motion to adopt the A-10s into House Bill 2845A. Not seeing any, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2845A as amended with the A-10 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Thatcher moves the House Bill 2845A as amended by the A-10s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And is anyone wanting to carry the bill? This is, gives anyone an opportunity?
Sure.
Senator Thatcher will be our carrier on House Bill 2845A. And if I'm not mistaken, you might have been received the very first bill to carry out of the committee, if I'm not mistaken. Because usually,
I'll check.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
Oh, hey, first and last, right?
So with that, that completes the work on that bill. Let me just close that work session. And this is the time, colleagues, that you know we're going to be closing the committee. I want to thank everyone. I wish Senator Cruz could be here, but he is doing the omens work of trying to work on little thing called a transportation package. And so I appreciate everyone that has been on the committee. I really value all of your participation and work, and I feel very good. And staff, I mean, what can I say? This has been one of the smoothest transitions of closing a session for our work, of being able to actually have everything in line, keeping us going in the right direction and keeping me focused as to necessary. And it does take at least four people to do that. So I really appreciate all of your work. And, you know, of course, Jennifer and everyone else that's, you know, part of our staff. It's really great. And so thank you very much. And we'll see if we can't have an opportunity to have a little social time. So with that, we're adjourned.
Thank you.